Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts. Her Society chats with cast members of The Real L Word, and last week we had Rose Garcia, the week before we had Natalie Hornito, and this week we have Romy Klinger all the way from LA. Good evening, Romy.
Morning.
How's it going over there? You seem to be very busy.
I'm in a costume shop right now looking for Halloween costumes for a big event tomorrow for the Gay and Lesbian Center.
Oh, wow. And are you going to go for the event?
We've got like a big red carpet and like a fun, it's like a huge event in the cemetery, so I'm right now in a Halloween store.
Wow, coming to us live from a Halloween store, and you're going to go to a cemetery to hold this event, is that true?
Yeah, we're having it in the Hollywood Cemetery.
Are you guys sure you want to do that?
I think it'll be fun, it'll be scary, and like we've got everyone, Rose is getting dressed up and going with me. I think it's going to be fun.
What if you get the zombies mixed up with the real people? That's not going to be so much fun, is it?
I'll probably get really, really scared, but I enjoy being scared, so I'm excited.
Wonderful, Romy. Well, we'll ask you a lot about what you've been up to after The Real L Word, but firstly, how did you get involved with the show?
I got involved with the show by falling for Miss Whitney Mixter a few years ago.
Right, okay.
So pretty much kind of fell into my lap because I happened to start kind of dating somebody that was being filmed, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And now here I am.
Here you are. And did you kind of expect...
Here I am.
Did you expect the response that you got after getting on the show? What was the response like from your fans?
From the second season?
Yes.
The response, I mean, I think it was a lot more positive. I think a lot of girls were able to relate with my story and just kind of got to really be a part of my journey and like my growth and, you know, my battle with like alcohol. And I don't know, I think it just let people into my life, and hopefully it seems like I've gotten a really amazing kind of group of women that have been supportive and really supporting me in my jewelry and just in my life, you know.
Obviously there are some serious personal things that you went through while, you know, whilst being filmed. How do you feel about your life being so publicly portrayed and being out there so much?
You know, it is a very weird feeling to have your life with such serious things be out there for everybody to pretty much judge, you know, and make their own opinions on it. And I by no means have ever tried to be anything for the cameras or for the show other than myself. And I hope, like I said, that people are capable of, like, relating to it. I think there's a lot that goes on in my life that a lot of people could relate to.
Yeah.
And I think it's an awesome opportunity that I get the chance to share it. So, I don't know, I don't take things very personally. Like, I don't let things bring me down, you know? People love me, they hate me. I'm not trying to do it for any other reasons but to be true with myself. And for the people that it does affect, then that's where I win, you know?
Right. Good on you, Romy. And it seems like you formed a few, obviously you said you had a lot of support from him, and you formed a few friendships, especially with Rose, I've seen.
Rose was probably one of the best things I got out of doing the show. She is, like, we've definitely become really close after the second season, and we are, you know, I just moved in with her, so now we're living together, and we work together. She's really been a huge mentor in my life and, like, with my business. You know, she's helped so much with, like, Casa Por Vida, and I love her. I respect her, and she is probably one of the closest friends that I've made, just regardless of the show now, just, you know, in my life.
Wow. What's your relationship like with the other cast members? Do you speak to any of them other than Rose?
You know, yeah, I'm friends with, you know, Franny's one of my best friends. You know, I saw Claire last night, and Rachel and Alyssa, you know, they're all my friends. We're just all so busy with our lives and our work right now that sometimes you don't get to see each other as much as you would like to, you know?
Yeah. And do you still speak to Whitney?
Not a lot. We are both really busy, you know?
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on with Juicy and, you know, her relationship and stuff, so we've just kind of gone our separate ways, you know?
Yeah.
I love her. I'll always love her.
Fair enough. Well said there, Romy. Speaking of what you've been up to lately, what have you been up to after The Real L Word? Seems you've been pretty busy organizing cemetery functions.
Yeah, you know, I've been really busy. I've really, number one, just been focusing on Casa Por Vida and working with Love and Pride right now and kind of all the holiday stuff going on. And the first collection, EHA, did really well with Love and Pride, and just have moved on and kind of started doing it on my own and just launched the website. So it's been a lot. It's been more than I could have expected. I didn't know how much really went into starting a business, but I'm learning so much.
Wow.
And I've just been doing that, and like, we just did the Gay in LA video. Did you guys see it?
No, we didn't. Where is the video?
Oh my God, I have to send it to you. It's the new video I did with Love Darling.
Oh, send it to me.
They sing the title song, and we just released the video with Work in LA a few days ago, and it's kind of a parody on being gay in LA. It's hysterical.
Wow. And what's it called, darling?
It's called Gay in LA. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh, hold on. I just got an email from our content producer going, oh, you're interviewing Romy. Make sure you check out the video with the indie band Love Darling. So that's what she's talking about, right? She's on the ball more than us.
Yeah, you have to see it.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. We'll have to put that up on YouTube with your podcast and stuff.
Yes. Hysterical. So pretty much that. And I've been traveling. I just got back from London. I'm going to Paris and Switzerland this month, and been getting to meet, you know, girls and parties all over the place. It's been really, it's been a blessing, you know?
Well, obviously, Romy, you live in LA and you travel quite a bit. What's the best girl scene you've seen so far?
God, it's good to be gay in L.A.
So we've heard.
It's pretty good here, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, London was pretty amazing as well.
Awesome. So we'll have to head to L.A., do we, to check out the Abbey and Juicy?
Yeah, you'll have to come out to L.A. for sure. There's a good crowd.
Oh, fantastic, because we came to L.A. early this year. We hit the Abbey up, and then we went straight to Dinah. So we might have to come for a bit more parties, I reckon,
definitely.
From what I've been hearing.
What's that?
We've got to check out a bit more parties from what I've been hearing.
Oh, for sure. There's a ton of them.
What's the lesbian population like in West Hollywood and LA, just in general?
I don't know. It's just a lot more femmes I've noticed, like, than any other area. There's a lot of femmy girls, and there's a lot of parties. There's a lot going on, and I've noticed in other areas there just isn't as much of a scene.
Yeah.
You're limited to how many clubs you have and how many parties you have. And in LA, it's just like it never ends.
Wow. All right. Well, LA is definitely our next stop.
Yes, absolutely. LA welcomes all.
Oh, fantastic. And Romy, what's coming up for you for the rest of the year? Seems you've been traveling quite a bit. So tell us what's going to happen.
I hope that I get to continue the traveling. You know, the more people that want to invite me out, I'm grateful, you know, to come out and meet people. And I really hope that the video gets out there and we can have a lot of fun with it. I'm most excited to work on my line right now. I have a collection with Fred Siegel that I'm putting together for the holiday, and working on my new collection that's exclusive with Love and Pride. And really, it's the first year of my business, so I think that, you know, if I can just be running and working and doing well with it, then I'm happy.
Oh, fantastic, Romy. Well, we're so happy that you're doing well and you're touring around and you're doing things that you love. So congratulations on your success and your journey and for coming to be where you are today.
What's that?
I said congratulations on coming to be where you are today and for overcoming all the hurdles.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year.
And, Romy, thank you so much for joining us on our show today. We've got a game we play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? So you pick a number between 1 and 50 and we ask you the corresponding question. Do you want to play?
Yes.
All right, hit us with a number.
Five.
Okay, what's the ringtone on your mobile?
The ringtone on my mobile? Oh, it's just some weird one. It's not a song. It's like a do-do-do-do-do-do-do kind of thing.
Great. Awesome. Hit us with another number.
Seven.
Okay, an interesting one. Have you fulfilled all your dreams?
No.
Okay, nice and simple. And one lucky last number.
I don't know, 20?
20. Okay, this is a nice and easy one for you, Romy. What is the meaning of life?
Love.
Well done. Thank you very much, Romy Klinger, for joining us on Her Society. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Romy.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful Halloween.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.